today, I want to give you the elements necessary to create and manage a successful budget. There are four items you need to know. I call this your budget team. T-E-A-M. Time, effort, attention, money. I'll explain all of it right after this. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Hey everyone, on the Saturday Morning Hustle today, we're going to talk about your budget team. Time, effort, attention, and money, T-E-A-M. It is your budget team. You need all of these items managed correctly in order to properly exercise a budget, manage a budget, execute on a budget, and of course, stay on a budget and create the impact necessary. That's the second half of the conversation. It's one thing to spend all your time, effort, attention, and money or outlay that budget, but you have to have ROI, right? The return on the investment, and of course, ROIA, the reality of it all. You need to have impact. It needs to be creating positive outcomes for whatever it is you're budgeting for your organization, for your business, for your personal pursuits, for your household, etc. So I'm going to explain what each of these items are and why it's important and why it goes in this order. And you may be surprised that money is last, but money is last in the budget team. Here we go. With time. The T in team stands for time. You must budget your time. You can't do everything all the time, and your time is, of all the things that we'll talk about today, time is the most finite. It is specific. There are times of the day, days of the week, etc., that business is expected to happen in certain ways. You have 24 hours in a day. Time is finite. You have 8 hours in a typical working day. Yes, you can come in early. Yes, you can stay late. You're a hustler. You'll probably do those things. But the more that you're spending time outside of the expected business time, is the more likelihood that you're taking that time away from other parts of your life and making it more difficult for you to balance your work and life. So the second half of that conversation too is the time of the people you're doing business with, whether you're the time you're selling, the time that you're negotiating, the time that you're building relationships. Time goes into business. So you first and foremost need to budget, organize, manage, prioritize your time, any employee time, any customer time, any vendor or other third-party relationships. Ultimately, stakeholders' time needs to be budgeted. You need to understand the value of time and how to best utilize it, which is prioritization, but also the value of time. The CEO's time is more valuable than an intern's time. And I'm not being mean to interns. It just is what it is. People with certain expertise, a certain amount of experience, the people who have the relationships with, again, your vendors or customers that need to be on the phone call, be in the room, be in the meeting in order for the transaction to happen, their time is valuable. So you must budget for it. You must respect that. And you can't, again, fit 10 hours worth of work in an 8-hour day. Now, of course, you might be thinking to yourself, sure, you just hustle a little bit harder. You're going to burn people out if you do that. So manage your time budget. Make priorities. Create opportunities to utilize everyone's time as best as possible. Do the things that are most important first. Do the things that are secondary after that. If you run out of time, hopefully the actions that are needed that didn't get done due to the time constraints are the least impacting or no impact at all. This is how you do scheduling. This is how you organize your meetings, your workflow, etc. Number one, focus on time. T and team. The second thing you have to focus on and manage and prioritize is E for effort. Effort is how much work you're actually putting in during the time that you have allotted. Is it direct and specific, or is it passive in general? Are you putting effort into building your widget, into the sales process, into the conversion process, into marketing, into the secondary things like accounting and legal and HR? How much effort are you putting in the hours, time, that you have allotted? Not just you, but everyone. What is actually getting done, and are you being effective and efficient? Is the effort paying off? When you combine time and effort, you now can start to measure your impact. Is this working? Is this enough effort? Is this the right effort in the right ways at the right time? Time and effort together can allow you to judge how well you're progressing and forecast how well you could do in the future or what your potential opportunities are. So if you put a very manageable amount of effort in a very manageable amount of time and get a specific outcome, an ROI, whether you measure that in widgets made, sales converted, opportunities created, meetings held, whatever form of productivity you want to put on it, if the effort and the time is meeting expectations or exceeding expectations, then you can do better and more of that in the future. If they're not, if the effort is falling or the outcomes are falling behind, it could be a question of effort or could be a question of time. Time is finite, so the thing that you can do more of is put additional effort forward. Understanding, though, the more effort you require from yourself all the way through every person in the organization, the more potential you have for performance to peak and then fall off. So just simply putting effort in isn't enough. It needs to be smart effort. It needs to be organized. It needs to be focused. It needs to be prioritized, doing the right things in the right way at the right time with the right level of effort should get the outcome that you're expecting. When that outcome peaks, when it stops being productive, effort plus time, then you have to find a different way to reach that goal. And that means adding more people or changing your process. The effort is not quite as finite as time in a measurable way, but it is measurable in the outcomes, the attitudes, and the literal visualization of the people that you're working with. You can see and you can feel and you can understand when you burn people out. You can get so much effort out of people at certain levels, whether it's how much you pay them, how much you praise them, how much preparation you provide them, what kind of examples you set as with the example, with the effort you put in. That is not as specifically finite as time, but it will peak. There will become a point where that's as much as you're going to get out of the average person, the average employee. You're going to get different levels of people, different levels of effort out of different levels of people based on their background, based on the experience, based on their pay level, based on their input, etc. So manage the effort. Try to get the maximum effort you can without peaking those efforts and without burning out your people or extracting too much effort that doesn't match the expectations. So there's a great quote, one of my favorite lines from Mad Men, when Peggy, the female on the creative team, is very unhappy that she's not getting the credit that she deserves because she does a majority of the work. And Don Draper yells at them, directly at her, "That's what the money is for." She was putting effort in. She didn't feel appreciated. Don felt like he was providing her appreciation by paying her more. That's what the money is for. You can burn people out even if they're your best employee, the most motivated, the most excited to be there, if they don't understand your expectations and if those expectations aren't realistic, if your effort requirements don't match what people can realistically do, and if you're not willing as the leader to put in that effort as well. So now that brings us to attention. The A in team is attention. And you may think to yourself, of course I'm providing attention. I've budgeted time and I've budgeted effort. I am paying attention to the work process. But are you really? Are you giving attention? Much like effort, you may have a number of hours and a number of units expected and the outcomes that create positive ROI. You may have all those numbers and those ideas in the front of you, but are you putting maximum effort in or the right amount of effort in? Are you putting the right amount of attention in? The right amount of attention is prioritized as well. So just like time and effort, we have to prioritize our attention. Putting effort in without attention is just labor. Working smart is when you put attention and effort into something in the time frame. So attention is important. Attention is essential. You need to understand as you're building your widget, as you're running your assembly line, as you're coding the piece of software, as you're sewing the piece of apparel, whatever it is that you ultimately produce, are you paying attention? Are you creating quality outcomes? Are you prioritizing? Are you learning anything from through the process? Are you better at it day two than you were day one and day three and day four, etc.? Every time you do it, are you getting better? Are you improving? Are you updating your processes? Are you better by paying the proper amount of attention to what you're doing? Are the outcomes better because you're paying the proper amount of attention? Are you budgeting your attention? Are you prioritizing the attention on the things most important, most impactful? And again, secondarily, you give less attention. And ultimately, somewhere down the bottom of that list are things you will not be able to give any attention to. Hopefully, they're the least impactful. So your attention has to be budgeted just the same way that your effort and time has to be budgeted as well. Again, a little bit more conceptual and less finite, a little bit harder to measure attention. You may feel like, sure, I understand what's going on. I see what's happening. And there are a lot of things in any sort of process that need extreme amount of attention. That's when you're getting into fine details. That's where you're going into high concept. That's where you're doing things that have great impact. Hopefully you're not doing that every single time because that can become create a lot of stress and hurt your effort and time allotment as well. But putting attention, focus, and specific intention when and where it's needed. And then you can take other operations that are probably more routine or something that is repeatable or something that is systemized, and you can provide less attention there because the systemization and the process itself actually makes it viable. And then come back to the end. Are you paying attention to the overall outcome? What was produced today? What was created today? Was the quality meeting expectations? Were the outcomes meeting expectations? Were the attention, effort, and time budgeted correctly? You won't know that. You won't understand it. You won't manage it. You won't do better at it. You won't improve, and you won't create effectiveness and efficiency if you don't pay attention. Attention is essential in order to maximize the effort you put in during the time that is available. Say that one more time. Attention is essential to maximize the effort you're able to put in during the time allotted. So if you just put effort in, if you just put time in, you're simply busy. But if you can put time and effort in with attention, attention to detail, attention to priorities, attention to learning and improvement, attention to meeting expectations and exceeding them, you then can create successful outcomes, positive ROI, improvement, effectiveness, and efficiency. You need to budget your attention. You need to provide the as much attention as needed. Provide high level of attention on high functioning items, high functioning, detail oriented, specific, and hugely impactful. Slightly less attention down the priority list. And then ultimately, there'll be things that do not receive attention or do not receive it on a regular basis because they have the lowest impact. Again, much like time, if you try to pay too much attention to everything you do, you'll burn yourself out, you'll burn your team out, you'll burn your people out. So you have to budget that attention. You have to prioritize it, you have to organize it, you have to be smart about it so that you work smart while you work hard, not simply being busy and putting extra effort in without focus and attention. Now, finally, after all that, that brings us to money. You would have thought the word budget means we're just going to talk about money. We're talking about money last, because ultimately money is the lubrication that makes everything happen that we've discussed previously. Money is a part of it. I could have said, Don Traper said, that's what the money is for. Money makes things go. Starts the process and provides you the resources to do what it is you're doing with your time, attention, and effort, and then rewards those people who do a good job budgeting their time, budgeting their effort, and budgeting their attention, whether it's you or other employees, or you've built systems and processes. Money starts it. Money lubricates it. Money is the reward. Money is the lifeblood of a business. How many times have I said on this podcast, your business has to be profitable or it will not survive? That comes from budgeting your money. Try to spend as little as possible creating, and then try to receive as much as possible on the sales conversion, on the execution, and then keep as much money as possible. That's your profitability, so that when sales are down, when costs are up, when things change in your process, you can utilize your past profits, your savings, your additional money to get through those times and back onto the proper track where you're doing a good job organizing, managing your time, effort, and attention in order to create positive ROI and expected outcomes. Money is the byproduct of all of that. So it's the lifeblood, it's the starting place, it's the lubrication, and it's the outcome, or byproduct, if you will, of properly budgeting your time, effort, and attention to create a positive outcome. Money is the justification and notification and qualification. It lets you know if you put X in and you receive X plus out, you're doing at least a decent, if not good, job of budgeting your time, attention, effort, and that money. If you have less money left over when you're done, you're not managing, you're not budgeting your time, effort, and attention correctly. You're overemphasizing in some place in some way. You're not understanding the processes. You're not creating benefit. You're losing. So money is the thermostat. Money is the measurement for any business as to being successful by budgeting your team, your time, your effort, your attention, and then your money. So don't start with money, end with money. Understand time, effort, and attention are part of the process. Too many people just focus on the money. Focus on your time, effort, attention, and your money. Focus on the outcomes measured by money, but also outcomes measured by how much time is needed, peak effort that can be applied, how much attention is necessary, and then ultimately the outcome of is there profit, is there money left over. If you're doing those things correctly, you're budgeting correctly. If you approach your budget in this way, don't just look at dollars and cents. Don't just do math. Don't focus only on the money. We do that last. Focus on how much time can be allotted, how much effort can be applied during that time, how much attention is needed for that effort to be productive, and how much money will it take to start the process, how much money will it take to manage the process, how much money will we receive through the conversion process, and how much money is left over, the profit, that's money. Budget team, time, effort, attention, and money. Utilize all four at all times. Don't skip any, don't forget any, and keep them in that order, and you have high potential to be successful. Good luck. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneurship and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.